stock picks, which I hope you have. Some tasty options for us this evening.
Tasty indeed. Mine you can hopefully toast to it. So I've gone for a local domestic economy facing play, Distell Group. A couple of reasons. One, incredibly well-run little operator, knows how to control costs, got healthy margins coming through the business, strong cash generator as well. Also a good balance sheet. So, you know, they've managed their debt structure efficiently through these times. And notwithstanding the prohibition we went through for 2 months, that will have an impact on earnings. The company came out and guided that. But my sense is that where the business is and where it's priced in is more than accounted for that. Okay. It's trading on 12 times historical earnings. Got a north of 5% dividend, which may or may not be paid out. Yeah. But yeah, I think, you know, inelastic demand for the goods, and we like the operations.
Yeah, and we like their product. And I have to say, the prohibition has left scars on all of us. So we have been stockpiling liquor in our household, and I'm sure others have been doing the same. Nesson, how about you? What are you buying at the moment or selling?
I'm a long-time fan of Visa, but I've also warmed up to MasterCard recently. I think both businesses, it's possible to own both in the portfolio. I don't see why you can't. A lot of people think you can't. So, you know, I think MasterCard with their market share is poised for growth from this point on.
Okay. And it's, as long as it's not Wirecard, both sound like decent options.
No, I'd stay away from that. You know, I know it's 90% down or more, I think, but, you know, you're not going to find value there. When companies start fooling around with their financials, you know, you actually want to stay away from them. Just look at what happened to investors in Steinhoff. The thought they were getting a bargain at 10 bucks.
Yeah, and when you can't explain where 1.9 billion euros has gone, then you know you have a few holes in your accounts. Devin, Nesson, thanks very much for joining us this evening. Nice to chat to you both. Devin Schutz is from the Rabea Group. Nesson Iyer is from Sasfin Securities, and we'll be back with Stockwatch tomorrow night. And just a reminder before I go, do tune in at 10 o'clock on Thursday. We'll be broadcasting the city of Ekurhuleni's virtual budget speech. In the meantime, have a good evening. I'm gonna go get some more.